Danish language lesson project, the practical alphabet, irregulars, kindergarten through fifth grade, language arts, 01D. In this lesson, we will deal with some irregular sounds and spellings in the practical alphabet. The first one we will deal with is the letters LH. And LH is a sound that is represented in the practical alphabet with the letters LH, but the sound is actually made by placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth behind your teeth and letting air flow over your tongue, like this. And it's an important sound in the Dani language. It occurs frequently through it. So we will say a word with the LH sound in that. And the word in English is pinch. And the Dani translation is yutl chok. Yutl chok. The next irregular is the letter X, and it represents the sound gargle H or in the Dani language. And we'll now say a Dani word with the sound in it. And it's the Dani word for blessing. And the word is hu-cha. Hu-cha. The next letter we'll deal with is the letter V. And the letter V in the practical alphabet represents the short U sound, a. And we use it in the practical alphabet because there is not a V sound, a no V sound in Athabaskan. And it was used to make the short U sound so the entire practical alphabet could be typed out on a standard keyboard, making it practical. So the V letter represents a short U sound. And we'll now say a Dani word. And the word in English is bow, as in a bow and arrow. And the Dani word is tutkash. Tutkash. Phrases. We will now say some common phrases in English and then in Dani. You go again tomorrow. Hashmas cha tong yash. Hashmas cha tong yash. What do you like? Daila nantas. Daila nantas. Pass me some water. Talchat sta shkong slet. Talchat sta shkong slet. In this lesson, we will deal with some irregular sounds and spellings in the practical alphabet. The first one we will deal with is the letters LH. And LH is a sound that is represented in the practical alphabet with the letters LH, but the sound is actually made by placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth behind your teeth and letting air flow over your tongue, like this. And it's an important sound in the Dani language. It occurs frequently through it. So we will say a word with the LH sound in that. And the word in English is pinch. And the Dani translation is yutl chok. Yutl chok. The next irregular is the letter X. And it represents the sound gargle H or in the Dani language. And we'll now say a Dani word with the sound in it, and it's the Dani word for blessing. And the word is hucha. Hucha. The next letter we'll deal with is the letter V. And the letter V in the practical alphabet represents the short U sound, And we use it in the practical alphabet because there is not a V sound, a no V sound in Athabaskan. And it was used to make the short U sound so the entire practical alphabet could be typed out on a standard keyboard, making it practical. So the V letter represents a short U sound. And we'll now say a Dani word. And the word in English is bow, as in a bow and arrow. And the Dani word is tut. Kush. Tut kush. Phrases. We will now say some common phrases in English and then in Dani. You go again tomorrow. Hashmas. Cha tong yash. Hashmas. Cha tong yash. What do you like? Daila non tas. Daila non tas. Pass me some water. Talchat ta shkong le. Talchat ta shkong le.